You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. We are off and running because it's game week,
baby. Hell yeah.
Good morning.
What's up, brother?
You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. You're also watching us on the stream via the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. I'm fired up, man. It was a great Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Just perfect weather up and down the East Coast. We had college football all weekend. And dude, this is it. This is the real deal. Like, you know how I continue to say over and over, like, the Commander's real week one roster will show up tomorrow on that practice field?
Uh-huh.
We're here. We made it. Congratulations to everybody. We made it.
We on the week one roster?
I mean, no, but we're like...
Do we get a game check?
We made it, dude. Summer and list season and everything else. We're here now, dog.
Yes, indeed.
I had just a really nice weekend. Watched a lot of football. Chilled at the beach. Did play a round of golf. I understand you played some very good golf. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I got back on the hitting the fairway train, JP. And,
that helps.
Feel real good about it, you know?
Take some money off Beasley?
Did I really... No, he didn't bet that day.
Well, that's smart.
I did take money off of Wayne, though.
Shout out to Wayne.
Yeah. Wayne told me don't be coming to the radio talking about beating him.
Well, so Wayne got beat. That's how it's going to go, Wayne. Sorry. I was down at the beach. I got to play golf with Monty.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, man. Shout out.
My dog.
Shout out to Mr. Montgomery. Just absolute legend. Dude runs the whole Delaware shore, it seems. It's funny. We were pulling into town. So Thursday night, that drive kind of sucked. I told you that Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you this? Ainsley was like, Daddy, is that your friend's restaurant? I was like, and that one, and that one, and that one. But we had a blast. I played damn near my best golf, except I was completely unable to putt.
Why is that your problem?
B, I shot an 86 with a 4-putt on 9.
Maybe you played good golf.
Well, so then thought, all right, let's keep it going. You know what I mean? I snuck out for 9 yesterday afternoon and played terrible. It's just, you never know, man.
See, what I tell people all the time about putting, the one thing you can do year-round is putt.
I putt all the time. I putt on my porch every night. I make 105-footers, like, every night.
But stop worrying about your porch, because you know what? Your porch is fast. And it's flat. Go somewhere with some undulation.
All right, well, I can't do that every night. I can't just go to a putting green.
But you can at least go into another part of the house, or you.
I don't have any undulations in my home.
You need to find something.
I mean, if you got a house with undulations, you got bigger problems.
No, I'm just saying you got a little putting thing. We got a whole one right here. Another one. We got two of them. One over there.
I
one
got
right here.
One.
Yeah.
It was.
Get you right, man.
Today, you could tell is like the official, like, we're all back. School's back in. Like, I think, you know, Virginia maybe started a week before Maryland, but, like, everybody's back now. And you can tell with the traffic, coming downtown. I don't know how your ride was. Mine was okay.
I came right on in this joint.
Yeah, I gave myself enough time, which was a pleasant change.
About time.
I don't always do that. Big news.
You were an adult today.
Big news from Baseball History Nut. Jeff, you might like this account. His account is at Nut History. So check that out if you want, Jeff. Nut History sent me, this is serious breaking news right here on the Fan.
All right, let's go.
You can now order the Jaden Daniels Super Bowl era jersey.
There we go.
I predict this will be the highest selling Washington jersey ever.
I agree.
Ever.
I will agree with that.
Like, I don't know. I assume this is, so this is NFL Shop powered by Fanatics, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how it works with, like, printing these jerseys. I think these will sell out. I think they will be gone ASAP. I think if you're a Commanders fan and maybe you haven't wanted to order a jersey because you didn't know who to get, maybe you're one of these people that doesn't like the new name, likes the old name, wherever you land,
yep,
this is it. This is the one to get.
Totally.
Dude's not going anywhere. The jersey's dope. There's no, there's nothing to not like. This is it. Order it.
100%.
Like, the history of number fives, like Tress wore it. It was great. McNabb, Heath Shuler, whatever. This is it.
Don't say Heath Shuler.
That's your guy. He was a congressman.
Probably a better congressman than he was a quarterback.
This is the jersey to get. There's no debate. Everybody's been asking me, how do I get them? This is the one to get.
That's a real low bar.
I mean, for the sake of our republic, I hope he was a better congressman than he was a quarterback. I don't know. Is he still a congressman? We need a Heath Shuler update, White Brian. The boys are all back. Jeff's here. Landfill's here. White Brian's back. Apparently, White Brian is past his concussion. He's out of the protocol, fully operational now. Did you watch much college football, B?
I watched a little bit. I didn't get a chance to watch the one I wanted to watch.
Which one was that?
Belichick, take the spanking.
Wasn't much to watch.
That's what I hear.
But I
did get some of the games on, Saturday and a little bit Sunday.
So Saturday was awesome. You had Texas, Ohio State. Yeah.
I watched a good bit of that one. And
you and I were on the right side of Arch Manning.
Hold on, bro. There was a guy on radio, on TV the other day, and he said, hold on. Let's let the man play a game. We already have made him a next coming. He may not be that, or he could be. But let him play some football now. After that first game, I would say this. He can't be that bad, but I don't know how good he's going to be.
I think.
Because I'm hearing all these excuses about, well, that's Sarkisian being stubborn. If he was as good as they were saying, there's no way they wouldn't have put Ewers on the bench when he was sucking at times.
You and I have been saying that for a year now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if Arch was the dude, he would have played. I mean, like, oh, people talk about Sarkisian like he's damn Bear Bryant or something. Like, relax.
Where the hell he's won everything at?
Like, dude, you know what Michigan did this weekend? Michigan's a pretty proud program, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
They started a freshman quarterback. Like, when you're the guy, you play.
Yep.
It's just that simple.
And that's been going on since way back, though. You walk on campus and somebody else is the guy, but they brought you in to be the guy. You don't wait. You know, it's like on a recruiting visit, you tell the people, I'm not coming here to sit behind you. I'm going to be the starting quarterback. Y'all going to be backups. That's what I did.
Well, dude.
So.
Now, I think there's been far, far too much assumed with Arch because of his last name. Mm-hmm. People assume he's going to be Peyton or Eli or whatever. And now I think the pendulum will swing too far that people now assume he sucks. I think we got to wait.
Yeah, we got to wait and see what's going on.
Ohio State's really good.
But
that's a hostile environment.
He's going to get every chance out there to try to prove the point.
Sure.
A lot of other quarterbacks don't get that luxury.
Sure.
He's going to get it.
And he still can prove it.
Like, yeah.
I am not closing the book on Arch Manning, but I think it reveals some silly stuff that was going on with people just assuming he's going to be the best quarterback out there. Yeah. I thought, you know, obviously Ohio State winning that game was huge. They're probably now, when the new rankings come out, I think it's today, I think they'll be the number one. I thought the best win, though.
Well, Penn State, still, they destroyed their little team.
Yeah.
But they were number two, weren't they?
They might have been three. I think Texas, Ohio State were right there. It depends on the poll. But the best win to me, Miami had a great win at home against Notre Dame. Florida State had a hell of an announcement by beating down Bama. Bama just didn't look physical enough. And I think that's...
I think the best win was my family.
That's what the best win was. LSU going to Clemson.
LSU told Clemson, to hell with you. We are Death Valley, and we're the real Tigers. In your stadium, they beat them.
Totally. I think LSU was clearly the better team start to finish. I thought Clemson's D-line would give LSU trouble. LSU committed to running the ball. Mm-hmm. That running back, Durham, can play for me any day, man. That dude was
Durham
good.
Durham is durable.
I was really impressed by LSU going on the road. Now, did you get to watch that game at all? I don't know what you were doing. I guess that was Saturday night.
Just I watched a good bit of it.
So I was excited for that game. And, you know, we were down at the beach. It's just like there's only one TV. And the girls were like, it's Full House Marathon at my house lately. And I was like, listen, at 7:30, I'm watching this game, period. Like, I don't, you guys can watch it with me.
No debate.
You can go to bed. You can go play in the room, whatever you want to do. But this TV is going to be on this football game. And the histrionics involved before kickoff, 7:30 kickoff, there's no chance they kicked that off till 7:50 and maybe even closer to 8. And so many people want to tell me how dumb I am. I know that Clemson runs down the field and touches the rock. Everybody knows that. They try to make it seem like this is the cool part. So apparently the facilities at Clemson are out of this world, right? I have my little cousin just graduated from Clemson. My friend John Williams sent like 800 of his kids to Clemson. I'm cool with Clemson. I got no beef with Clemson. But as they built out the stadium, and they've built incredible facilities from what I understand, the home locker room is now on the east side of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But the rock and the hill
is on the west side.
Are on the west side of the stadium. So, B. Mitch, the way they tried to sell this on television, it's this magical carpet ride where all the players get on a bus and ride around the stadium to then run down the rock. And the TV was showing this bus ride like it was just it was Newt Rockne winning one for the Gipper. And I was like, yo, this sucks. It's just a bunch of dudes crammed onto a bus. And they're like, oh, my God, can you believe it? Like, yes, dudes got on a bus. Either move the rock or move the locker room or stop acting like the bus is a big deal. The bus part of this was lame, I thought.
Yeah.
And then they have this cannon, and they got this jacked military-looking dude getting ready to shoot this cannon. B. Mitch, I swear to God, the cannon's the size of my laptop. Like, it was the world's smallest cannon, and they just tried to hype it up so much.
What was the part of Harlem Nights? Remember Harlem Nights when they shooting the gun?
Yeah.
They had something like that?
It was LSU showed up, though, man. I was happy for them.
They finding people for storming the field now?
I guess. I mean, let the kids storm the field. Florida State was 2-10. They just beat Bama. Let them have some fun.
Yeah.
As long as nobody's hurt.
How long that coach going to be employed?
I don't know, man. You know what his buyout is? So you're talking about Kalen DeBoer at Bama?
$70 million?
$70 million.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think he'll be employed a little bit longer.
Yeah. You know what, though? Got a lot of money at Bama.
Yeah.
You know they had a $200-something million facility? Then they didn't tear it down. They made that for other sports, and then they built another football facility, and it's worth about $400 or $500 million. They have two or three helicopters and team planes for the coaches to fly around. They got a lot of money there.
We're gonna talk a little Terps a little later. Freshman quarterback looks like a player.
There you go.
Hokies. The Hokie defense played well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
South Carolina just better. I like that South Carolina quarterback.
Good team.
Irish go on the road, lose to the Hurricanes.
Gil was at the LSU Clemson game.
Oh, you told me about that.
Yeah, he was.
Lee went too.
Yeah, he was down.
We should have connected Lee and Gil.
He took his son with him.
I imagine they enjoyed themselves.
Oh yeah.
Belichick last night. For all the excitement, they got their ass kicked.
Well, let's be real now. One thing about football, I don't care what your level it is, you have to have players. And when I was asking about this game earlier, people were talking about, well, TCU's not that good. I know one thing, TCU can fly. And if you don't have some horses on your side, they may not be better than you, but they're going to run past you all day. They need to get athletes. And so, North Carolina, let's be real, it's basketball school. Ain't no football school. Basketball school. And Bill Belichick, we gave him a lot of credit. And he deserves it because he got Tom. He was able to let Tom and Bill O'Brien, the thing.
Yep.
Let them run that side. But ultimately, he can't play football for college. He gotta go get some horses, dog.
So here's the problem. The way college football is now, like he could have done it already.
Like, but you know,
he brought in whoever he brought in.
Yeah, but
I don't know that he's going to build it.
The mindset that he has is that I'm bailing everybody else. It's not going to work.
Agreed.
You better spend some of that North Carolina money.
Agreed.
That's what y'all better do if you think you're going to compete at the highest level.
Deion, I don't know if you watched Georgia Tech, Colorado, but that game was pretty good Friday night.
I didn't see none of that.
He was bad with like the clock late in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They lose by a touchdown. They have a late drive. He finished the game with two timeouts in his pockets.
Nah, man, you can't do that.
Not in a one-score game.
No, you can't take timeouts home. I'm just saying.
You're down a tutty.
Hey, like, even if you don't, listen, you call them just in case. Refocus, do something. You can't take timeouts home.
Landfill, real quick, I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Hit me with it.
Around here, who probably loses stuff the most?
You?
Probably me, right? Yeah. And who probably loses stuff the least?
Me?
Yeah, B-Mitch.
Probably B-Mitch. So it was fairly astounding this morning. I got into the office, said hello to some folks. Shout out to PBI Furniture, gave me a t-shirt. Appreciate you. And I took my lunch. My wife packed me a lunch. Shout out to her. And I took it into the kitchen and put it in the refrigerator. Pretty standard, right? When I opened the refrigerator, a set of car keys fell down from the heavens and landed on the floor. I said, oh no, somebody lost their keys. Can you guess
who
left their keys on top of the refrigerator?
I did.
Wow. At least they didn't leave them in the refrigerator.
So I was like, whose keys are these? And then I was like, I recognize these keys. Brian Mitchell left his keys on top of the fridge.
You got even with B-Mitch, though, when you stole his headphones earlier.
Dude, I asked him, whose headphones are these? He said, I don't know.
I've never seen them over there. I normally, they sit right here, and then I plug them up right before we start. Plugged up to your thing over here.
I'm up 2-0 on the day. I did find your keys. You're
don't
welcome.
Worry about
You're
it.
Welcome.
Thank you for the keys.
No problem.
But don't worry. You'll probably pass by me in about 30 minutes.
Busy, busy day. It's week 1. NFC East, New York Football Giants. Pat Leonard will join us at noon, tell us all things going on with Big Blue. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss them bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.